Hello, Brandon, and welcome to Hourglass Bride. It is the top of the new year, and it's so thrilling for me to bring in all of these new guests. We're going to be talking about the passion test with Janet and Chris Atwood and how to follow your passions, how to follow your dreams. We have Arjuna talking about deeper love and greater intimacy, and we have, you know, so many guests that we've got just lined up talking about the astrology of love, how to feng shui your house for romance, for sex, for having a child, for all of that. And today's guest is so special because I know that for many, many, many months we've talked about the PAX programs, and we've interwoven talking about the PAX programs with Hermia Nelson and with so many of our other guests who have participated in the PAX world and the PAX life. And Allison Armstrong, who created the PAX programs, is actually very dear friend of mine, and I think she's one of the wisest people that I have ever met, and she's one of the funniest people that I have ever met, and her programs are so enchanting. And it's funny because when I originally went to a PAX program, I thought I knew everything about relationships. I thought I knew everything about men, and I went there and I realized I know nothing at all, and it explained so much of my own life, of my relationships with men, my relationships with my father, my brother, you know, everybody that I've ever participated in, any relationship that I've ever been in. But mostly I learned about myself. And there's so many courses that are offered in so many different ways of relationships. And today's guest actually became a master at all of these areas and all of these arenas of relationships and has created a class and a course called Queen Mom, which I absolutely love. And we're going to talk about what that program is, how it can help you, your life, your relationship with your man, whether he's a king or a prince. And Jamie Myers is our guest today. And I know that we pronounced her name in a very beautiful French way, and we're going to have her do it because I don't want to mess it up. And she was actually a history major back in San Francisco State University, and she spent a couple seminars abroad in Africa and Australia. And when she was there, she really discovered her passion for learning was in really meeting and experiencing people and places. She's been involved in the transformational work for many, many years. She's included being a staff member for Landmark Education Corporation, which we've talked about. And back in 1999, she participated in her very first PAX workshop. And right away, she saw the impact on her life. And she became totally dedicated to women, having the right information available to them. And she saw that leading courses would be a way of really fulfilling her vision of that peace. And so she has gone on to create these incredible courses, these incredible programs. She has facilitated and taught the Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women, which we'll talk about, the Queen courses, Celebrating Men and Marriage, which I love, the Hero's Challenge, which is a course for men to learn about women and to learn about themselves. And she's also co-led mastery and leadership classes, and now she has the Queen Moms course, and she has these tantric courses, which I just love saying. So I'm so thrilled and excited at the top of our year to bring on a guest that truly is the dead center of my heart of what I understand female information to be about relationships. And she is truly a master at teaching this, a master of the knowledge, of the wisdom, of the fun, of the enchantment, of the magic, of the sharing, of truly how when these two have to become a whole, you really have that happily ever after. So, Jamie, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. I'm really happy to be here.
It's such a joy to have you here. And you are swimming in my very favorite pool. It's like when you, do you ever look at the pictures of like Cancun or, you know, the behind the water is so blue and you just say, oh, yes, that's so inviting. And that's, if I was going on vacation, that's where I would be. If I wanted to learn about relationships, this is where I would be. And so tell me, how did you get into this world? Because it's my very favorite land of enchantment.
Well, you know, as you said in my introduction, I used to work for Landmark Education, and I was very involved with Landmark, and so I was introduced to a lot of really great teachers and programs, and I was introduced to PAX, and it was a recommendation of a friend. I wanted to understand men more. I worked with a lot of men. women who were participating seemed to have these miraculous results with men, and I wanted that. And so I jumped in, and it's my favorite water to swim into. I found that I was, Allison, as you said, is she's just brilliant, and the programs are amazing and life-changing, and it just made my life easy, or I should say it just brought ease to it with men. How to create great relationships with them became really obvious, and a really clear path. And I felt at home. I got introduced to PAX and I was home. So I was clear that this was my path to teach this. So I've been leading workshops for PAX for about 10 years. And when I had children, I found I really had to start over with a lot of what I had learned, you know, in creating a partnership with my husband, with caring for myself and feeling great as a woman, having kids kind of added a whole other dimension, and a lot of it I wasn't expecting. It's like, wow, okay, this isn't what I was picturing. And that's when I got really into applying this, all the PAX information for moms and offering courses for moms on having a great life and being happy and radiant and satisfied, which is one of the best gifts we can give our kids.
I think that's amazing. You know, one of the things for me that totally blew me away when I took my very first class was how differently a man and a woman approach something. You know, that we might have an expression that we use that it's just so natural and it's the way that we think and feel, and that same expression to a man means something completely different. And so being able to language love in such a way, and, you know, you and I were talking about the audience that we have here on the show and how vast and how varied it is. And I think that isn't it at any stage, whether you're, I know so many people bring their daughters or their teenagers or their, you know, young sons or whatever, that even if you're 17 or 19 or if you're 30 or you're 80, there's never a wrong time to learn how to communicate with the other half. And do you find that in your classes? Are people from everywhere and all ages in your workshops?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, you know, most people who participate who are older say, I just wish I would have known this when I was a teenager. You know, I wish they'd have taught this in class or in school. All the heartbreak it would save, if we just had a little bit more of a textbook on how do you create amazing relationships, how do you understand, the other half of the population, how do you just get along, how do you be in partnership. PAX is really all about partnership. And so, yeah, we have all ages, and at Queen Mom, you know, it's mostly moms of young kids, I would say, is what Queen Mom attracts, but we also have women who don't have kids yet, and they want to set themselves up, you know, for it to be a great experience and just kind of get information ahead of time. So, for sure, all ranges, backgrounds. We have people participating from other countries. And what we found is while there's kind of different expressions of being with men or creating relationships or, you know, being great as a woman, you know, whatever the topic is, there's different expressions based on cultures that people were raised in or, you know, where they're from. But there's this common thread that we all share just as human beings. And so that's a really beautiful part of the course, is that there's people from all over. And then we just find, you know, we're human beings and we share so many of the same frustrations and the same questions, right? Or the same, you know, we're perplexed by the same things between men and women or with ourselves. And so it speaks to really to everybody and in all places, which is really, really great.
That. Now, I have a quick question for you, because it says here in your bio that your name is pronounced like I love you in France. So how do you pronounce your name?
Well, I pronounce it Jamie, okay. But it's spelled Je t'aime, which is French, and my mom speaks French, and so she named me, she spelled it that way. But then I grew up in Southern California, where it's also spelled Jaime. And so I was called Jaime a lot growing up, and people sometimes think that that my name is Jaime. And so there's that part in there that says it's actually for the French, which is I love, and it's Jamie. But I pronounce it Jamie.
But how amazing that your mom would give you a name that means I love you, and that your life course and vision would be teaching this passion and relationships and love.
Right.
That is so special.
Yes.
That's so fantastic. And, you know, I was just sort of rattling off some of the courses at the beginning of the show. But for those that are new to the PACS program, uh-huh. even though I think that everybody should know PACS because we talk about PACS so often.
Yep.
But for those that are new listeners. And so my first little dip into the water, my little toe into the water, which became for me like a water slide once I was there, was the Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women. And when I think of a water slide, I always think about, you know, when you're in the pool, once you are at the pool, that you're like, do it again. And you go back to the top,
yeah.
and you go back in. And, you know, and it's so much fun that once you allow yourself to go down that slide, it's just like the most exhilarating, most exciting, most pleasurable place you can be. And when I took the Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women course, and I learned things about men, and of course at that time I would laugh, and I thought it was so funny, and I thought that can't be true, and then I would try it, or I would observe it, and I went, oh my gosh, that really is what men say, that really is what
yes.
men do, that really worked. Or I would say something that, you know, they would share, just try to say this to a man and see what happens. Oh, my gosh. So let's talk about Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women first. So tell us about
okay.
this class.
Okay. Oh, so what is it? Sorry, I didn't hear the last part of what you said.
Yes. What is it? Tell us about the class.
Okay.
For those that don't know.
Okay. So Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women is a for women only course. And the whole intention of that course is to really transform our relationships to men. So, you know, there's a lot of books and courses on men, and what I love about this course is that it actually has you see men differently and understand them so that you can just be yourself. There isn't a list of tips and tricks and here's how to manipulate a man or here's what a way you have to be that's not yourself. It's more just like anything, when you understand it, you know, if you get a new computer and you really understand how it works and then you have a problem, but you understand how it works, you can fix it, right? Because you understand how it works versus when you want to throw it out the window because you don't know how it works. So Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women is really to transform our relationships with men, for one, from adversarial, where we feel like we're on a different team, where we look at men like they're the enemy or they're, you know, or we roll our eyes at them to, no, we're partners. We can understand and love each other and get what we need from each other and be satisfied. And then we talk about how men are wired from design and why it's really good they're that way. But it just makes sense of all of their behavior, all the things that frustrate us or perplex us, you know, and you laugh a lot because it's like, oh, yeah, I see that all the time. But now I'm seeing it differently. I'm seeing it in a way that, oh, it makes sense that they're that way. And, oh, now I know how to get what I need or ask for something because I can understand where they're coming from. So that course is really, I mean, you leave a different person. You leave seeing things differently, but then also being yourself, you know, being yourself with men. And I think one of my favorite things I got out of that course was how free I felt with men. Like I could just be myself and have fun with men and be in relationship with men. And then if, you know, I just, because I understood where they were coming from too. So that's, I think that's what I would mostly say about that course.
I love that. I know for myself, some of the things that blew me away, you know, that I would laugh afterwards is, you know, when they would share about when a man gets to a restaurant, how he'll rearrange the silverware. Or, you know, like the most important thing is getting you fed. You know, and that once the waiter
right.
takes the order or whatever, how different a man is once he knows it's going to be fed and the waiter has come and what. And I laughed, and then afterwards I observed it with every single man I was with, and I thought, oh my gosh, that there are things you just don't even know. that are so simple and they're so true, or, you know. And so I, the information I found riveting. And then when you take a class like Celebrating Men and Satisfying Women, and like you're saying, so you learn to be comfortable with a man and you learn to be yourself and you learn how to enjoy men at a different level or listen at a different level and listen for different things. So then once you're comfortable in you, then how does that translate into what you're doing now at the Temptress? I just love saying the word temptress. How did you call it the Temptress class?
The Temptress class. So yes. The Temptress class is through Queen Mom. So just so it's clear for everybody, I lead the workshops for PAX, and then I became a licensee and started Queen Mom, which is PAX, a lot of PAX information, but it's a separate entity. And so we are doing, through Queen Mom, starting, let's see, a week from Thursday, we're starting a teleclass. So Queen Mom, we do all teleclasses because we're trying to make it as easy as possible for moms to participate. We are doing a retreat, but mostly it's all teleclass. And the Temptress course is really for moms to get back in touch with their femininity and the fun and the play and taking care of themselves, you know, getting the sleep or the alone time or whatever it is that has them naturally be more energized and playful. And, you know, we're going to be talking about sex. And, you know, if you haven't, it's one of the things that happens when we have kids is, you know, we stop taking care of ourselves sometimes or we don't get enough sleep. And it's really hard. You know, one of the things we say around PAX is there's no such thing as a tired temptress. So when we're tired, it's like the last thing we want to do is have sex, right, or play with our kids. Or it's more just like, get in the car and I'm going to bed, right? And we can become resentful, and then it's hard to be playful. And so we miss our fun, right, fun, sexy side of us. So the Temptress course, it's a six-week teleclass that's really about, I keep thinking of it as like, okay, we're rallying together. We're all in this. Because Queen Mom is really about creating a community, too, a community of like-minded moms who want to, you know, share and have a great life and support each other. And so it's really like we're rallying together to get our, you know, to get more of our needs met, to experience more play and fun, sex, and understand, too, what it provides us in our life, right, versus the kind of day-to-day we can just get into now what we need to take care of or who we need to take care of, versus really taking care of ourselves and, you know, and having that part of ourselves, part of our femininity, part of being a woman, shining again. So that's kind of the basic of that class, and I'm really excited about it. Because this is an area, you know, when I talk to women and moms about the temptress, it's usually always the first response I get is, oh, yeah, I remember her, right? Or, oh, that area could use some work. Because we want that, but it's we can't just be that without taking care of ourselves, right? It's really hard to be playful or fun. Or like I said, or any of, you know, have sex or be interested in it when you're tired and you haven't had time to yourself or some of the other basic needs.
Okay, one of the things, I love that, one of the things that, you know, we really enjoy doing on this show is collecting definitions. You know, we ask Deirdre Haidt, what is a vow, what is a commitment? We ask people, what is harmony, what is, and so what does the word temptress mean to you?
What the temptress means to me, you know, often people think of just the sexual aspect of it, but this is really, we look at this as part of our femininity, our feminine expression of the temptress, and it's our playfulness. So it could be with our children or with, you know, it's not always necessarily sexual. It's like our play, our fun, our enjoyment, and then it also can be the sexual, sensual side of us. But it's that fire in us, that playful, fun, physical. Like the temptress, I always think of as very physical, right, that physical part of us versus the other parts of our femininity, which, like the mother, right, so the mother, which is always nurturing and caring for others or putting others' needs in front of hers, or, you know, it's a beautiful part of femininity, but it's very different from the temptress, which is all about the fun and the play. And we need both, right? And then the queen is all about having a vision and really knowing who you are and where you're going and taking care of yourself, really honoring yourself. So we look at those, like, three aspects of femininity and how they play together, and the temptress being one we really need to pay attention to and nurture. Because a lot of women, you know, a lot of women are surprised when they become moms how masculine it is. They go into the mode of just take care of things, get it done, and it can be really exhausting. So does that answer your question?
Absolutely, it does, and I love that definition. It's just beautiful. We had a question about what PAX is, and so I, you know, want to have your feedback as well as share. But the PAX programs, for those of you that haven't really listened to the shows before, were created by a woman named Allison Armstrong, and Allison is a dear friend and truly, you know, one of the top. We talked about the gurus and the pinnacles of relationship creation, and the way that she has created these courses and classes in, one, how to be able to communicate, one, the differences between men and women in such a beautiful, passionate, positive way that you just, it's like you say, oh, my gosh, I felt like when I was scuba diving, the first time I was scuba diving, you say, oh, my gosh, there are colors I didn't even know existed. And if I knew that this was what it was like, I would have done this years ago. And so it gave me answers to myself. It gave me answers to the men in my life and relationships. And then there are also classes for men, learning about women and what women are like. There are classes that you do together as couples that are just extraordinary. And then the Queen's Course, you know, which you can talk a little bit about. And so all of these classes help you develop your intuition, your femininity, your truth, your listening ability, but mostly it opens your eyes to what's in front of you, and it makes you appreciate men and appreciate yourself in a whole different way. And coming from and Landmark Education, which is a wonderful series of almost like a life-changing event, I would say, where you actually learn how to be in the moment and you learn how to listen and speak the truth in a very different way, because it comes from such an intentful heart place that's really just aligned with your spirit and your soul. And it's almost like, you know, the day you were born, coming out speaking, this is who I am and what I'm doing. And so the fact that those were the places that you chose to collect all your pearls of wisdom and your education, and that you've taken all of this magnificent information of the feminine, and the masculine, of the mastery of relationships, the mastery of leadership, the mastery of love, the mastery of truth and intuition and caring and sharing and giving and all of that, and have created these Queen Mom courses to share with your mate and your children, and to be able to maintain that feminine beauty and power and temptress, as you're saying, playfulness, and be able to still have that energy to play with your kids and the energy to satisfy your own sex life and your own happiness and your joy and that happily ever after. I love that that's the world you came from and that this is the world you've created in the making of that with this clay that you are given, that this is what you have birthed, is Queen Mom, I think, and it is just so special and so significant and so magnificent. And I love, especially for the people that are listening to the show, because we have such an international audience here. We have people listening from all over the world, that they can do a teleclass with you, that they can be in Malta or Indonesia or South Africa or Paris or all of the wonderful places that you are listening from today, and that you can reach out to Jamie and take her teleclasses and really be part of this wonderful world of education, information, play, fun, lust, love, fashion, desire, and all of those things woven together. So,
thank you.
Is there anything you would want to add, just because we had the question come in on the what is PAX?
What is PAX?
I think you gave
a really great description of it. And I know Allison, I too concur. She's one of the most, you know, she is a guru in that field, and she's really brilliant. She's gifted. You know, she has a real gift for looking at things and understanding them and putting them together in a different way. And the PAX courses, when she started, two of the questions she kept asking in understanding men and understanding relationships is, one, what if no one's misbehaving? Right, because we often look at what people are doing, something we don't understand. It's like they're misbehaving. They shouldn't be doing that. Or why do men do that? We roll our eyes at some of their behavior. But really looking at understanding, you know, what if, and the other one was, what if there's a good reason for that? What if there's a good reason why they're doing that? And I love those two questions. I use them all the time. I use them. I have two boys, and, you know, it's easy to look at them like they're misbehaving, and I think, okay, what if there's a good reason for that? Or what if they're not misbehaving? What's happening? And really seeing the behavior, and then being able to have boundaries and have partnership. I think Allison really, you know, comes from being a pioneer of partnership, like really being on the same team with our men, so that we can all be satisfied. So, yeah, I would just add that, and I love it. My boys are 4 and 7, and from the time that they were walking, maybe even younger, I could see the things we talk about with men. You know, it's just there. It's innate, right? It's just how they're wired. And I love that I can see that in them and understand it and honor it and then also be in partnership with them as well as be their mom.
So great. And now, were you doing this work before you met your husband or before you got married?
Yes. So I participated in my first PAX course about 15, maybe 16 now, years ago. And I met my husband, Seth, right after I took the Men in Marriage workshop, so that year. And I think a big part of that was in that course, you really look at what is it that would give you, you know, we have this sort of fantasy in our culture that we are just going to live happily ever after, like just because we're getting married, without really marrying the person that makes us happy. Because of so much of just who we have chemistry with or, you know, other reasons. But in that course, we really look at who is it that would make a great partner for you? What do you really need? What creates a foundation that could, you know, could give you happily ever after or being happy forever with somebody? And after I did that work and I was really clear who I was looking for, I met Seth, I think even within... Gosh, it was even within, I think, a few weeks of doing that course. So we've been together about 14 years.
That's amazing.
So he's always known the PAXified me.
When you first started dating, did he say, wow, you're such a good listener, or this is so different than anybody I've met? Like, was he aware of your awareness?
Yeah, he would say it in different ways. So one of the things that he said often is, you know, I just, with you, I feel like I can just be myself. And I feel like I can be myself. I feel, you know, appreciated. I feel like I don't have to play a game I don't feel in competition. You know, I think in a lot of the relationships that he had been in, he felt like it was a competition in a lot of ways. And so he just said, there's just ease. It works. There's ease to it. And I just want to be with you forever. I love this, and I want more of this. So, yeah, he would acknowledge it in different ways. And just that he got to feel like a great man around me. You know, I think he really liked who he was. I think he likes who he is with me, you know, which is a really important thing, that you like who you are around your partner. Because sometimes they bring out the worst in us, right, when they're not the right match.
Right. That's amazing, and that's wonderful. Now I've got a really odd question to ask you.
Okay.
But I read on your bio that you have two dogs, too. Is that
one
true?
One dog.
One dog. Okay, two boys,
one
dog.
Dog.
So if we go with the concept that what if nobody's misbehaving, what if there's a reason for this, do you even do that with the dog?
I have a chocolate lab, and she never misbehaves. But sure, I do it with everybody and everything. It's really, even you know, even things that irritate, you know, are irritating, like if you go out and somebody cuts you off in traffic, you know, I'm like, oh, and then it's like, okay, what if there's a good reason for that? What if no one's misbehaving? You know, I've done that before, being in a hurry, or I didn't see somebody, or, I mean, it's a question I ask all the time. So I can't think of a moment when I use that with the dog, but I probably have.
That's so funny. And then when you take your six-week teleclass, so what are you covering over those 6 weeks? And do you have to be married to be in the Queen Mom, or do you have to have children, or can you still, like you're saying, someday want to be a mom, or just take that advice and use it towards relationships and how to listen better or care better? Or
yeah, so no, there's no prerequisite for it as far as being married or having children. You know, it's definitely going to be a conversation about being a mom and bringing this into your life. So if somebody's okay with being in that conversation, getting the information through that context, then absolutely. We have a woman in the course who doesn't have children, and she just wants to be, you know, she just wants to get in touch with that world. She felt like she didn't have great role models for as parents, and she doesn't know what it is to be a parent. She doesn't know what this world is like, and so she's taking the course, looking forward to starting a family. You definitely don't have to be married. I have lots of single moms, all kinds of relationships, or if you just want, you know, bring more temptress into your life and you're willing to, you know, hear it through the context of being a mom, absolutely. Everybody's invited. And what we're going to be covering is the first call is really going to be defining what is temptress. What do we mean by that? What does it look like? How does it show up in our life? What does it provide us? And then there's going to be part of it that's just really checking in with, you know, how is it going? And really having women know, because a big part of Queen Mom is the community, and really having us all know, you know, we're not alone. If you feel too tired for sex, or you feel guilty about that, or you don't feel playful, or you're not having as much fun being a parent as you thought, it's just a time to connect, to really, you know what, you're not alone, and there's nothing wrong with you, and you're not a bad wife or a bad mom or a bad woman. And, you know, how is it going? And you're not alone, and where do you want it to be? And we're starting the course there. And then we're also having the second call, we're having a guest speaker. I believe you know Wendy Newman, who's also a PAC workshop leader.
Yes, of course.
So she's
fabulous.
She leads our Celebrating Men in Sex course, and so she's going to come on the call and talk about what sex provides men and what it provides us and why it's so important and critical in our relationships. So she'll be giving us that perspective. And then we're going to have weekly challenges for, you know, swinging from the chandeliers or whatnot. whatever's a little bit of a stretch for, you know, a stretch might be just having sex, or it might be going out and taking care of, you know, getting a massage or whatever it is for, you know, each woman. And then one of our calls, we're going to have a panel of men. So we're going to have dads come on and talk about what it's like in their world. You know, what the temptress provides them, that energy, what it's like when we have one man coming on who's going to be talking about what it's like when sex is not happening, you know, when you have young kids and when it's not happening and what that's like and when it is. So we're going to be hearing from three dads in different places in their life with kids and their experience of and what works, right? What works and what they would, you know, if moms or women could know anything, what would that be? Which is really cool to hear. And they also, when we've had these, not these same men, but when we've had panels on our calls before, one of the things they always do is really acknowledge moms. And so a wonderful part of that call is being acknowledged by men for what moms provide and do and who we are. It's really great. So that's a little bit about what we're covering, and then looking at, you know, what is it that you need to be playful, right? Because there's certain things that we need, and women will notice. Oh, you know, when I go out with my girlfriends, the next day I have a sense of humor again, right? Or, you know, when I go to my yoga class, I feel so much more playful. So really identifying specifically what those things are and having the structure to have those things in your life.
That's so great. I mean, you never think about that when I am with my female friends. And just the next day, it's like, oh, I had such a good time, or that was so wonderful. And just being, like you're saying, being able to be yourself, being able to relax, not having to impress anybody, not having to do anything, just being in touch, you know, with whatever that energy is, that innocence, the curiosity, the fun, the playfulness, whatever, that just comes out naturally, that you're not doing to impress anybody, or you're not having to worry about how it's taken, or you're not you know, so whatever, like you're saying, whether that be you're in a yoga class or that you were shopping or went, you know, and just at a happy hour with a friend or, you know, tea or whatever, it doesn't matter. So I think that that's great. And I think that that's why so many people love to borrow their friends' kids.
Right.
They'll borrow their friends' kids just so they can go to a kid movie, or so they could go skating,
right,
or they could go miniature. And because on our own, we don't go miniature golfing, or we don't, you
right,
know, go bowling or do these things. But when you were a kid, it's like you have an excuse or a reason to just be in touch with that part of yourself, that
yep,
frivolous, fun, carefree. Such a great time. And it's funny because I have some very famous friends, and without, you know, many, many, many famous friends, and, you know, and I'm very blessed not that they're famous, but that they're so talented and, you know, brilliant and whatever, that they have such notoriety. And one of my elite famous friends invited me for a Super Bowl party. And this was a couple years back, and he told me that I could bring anybody I wanted to bring to the party, which, you know, was very nice. To the party instead of, and my 11-year-old nephew walked in the house, and even though, you know, he hears him on television, certainly knew a lot of people that were at the party from, you know, TV, films, whatever. My 11-year-old nephew walked into the house, and the very first thing he said was, pizza oven. And he went running into the kitchen because they had a pizza oven. And they had a basketball court. And if you ask him about that day, he will not tell you about any of the celebrities he met. He'll tell you about the pizza oven and the basketball court. And so if we could just walk in to anywhere and have that pizza oven enthusiasm, like there's something there that brings us joy, that we're drawn to without having to deal with all the minutiae of the relationships and the, you know, adult things and the way we're supposed to behave or what we're supposed to think or who we're supposed to be. And so I love the fact that you get in touch with those things and then connect those dots so people know what they are, those things are in themselves, and are able to do them.
Yeah, and you know, I think when, and I know I had this experience, that a lot of women, when they when they're thinking about having kids, or they grow up around kids, or like you said, they borrow their friends' kids and take them out doing bumper cars or whatever, and they have so much fun, and they can't wait to have kids so they can just have fun all the time. And then when they become a parent, it's often not that way. And you go out in the bumper cars, it's like, oh, God, how long am I going to be here, and get in the car and stop fighting, and, you know, we kind of lose the, it's not as fun as we thought. You know, it's sort of like, okay, wait, I'm not borrowing them. They're mine all the time. And being really exhausted, like, I'm just tired, like, just let's go already, you know. And I think it's hard to have that realization of, wow, I thought this was going to be so much fun. And so that's part of the course, too, is really knowing that it does require something, like some time alone. You don't have to be with your family all the time. You know, it's okay to go out and get that massage or take a walk or to go to your Zumba class or whatever. Go out with your girlfriends so that when you do go to bumper cars, you can actually have a good time, right? Because you're not just so exhausted. But you can enjoy it the way you had the dream. You know, I think we all, every mom I know had some dream of how she would be as a parent, how it would be to have children, and then the reality is very different. And so it's really about, like, what was your dream? How do you want to be with your kids? You know, one of the ways I kind of dream of and want to be with my kids is really silly. I love being silly with them and playing because they're so silly. And when I'm tired, it's like, no, I don't, I'm not doing silly. But when I can bring out my temptress, it's so fun. And then it's more like, wow, this is how I dreamed it would be, right? Like being silly with them and playing with them and looking at life like that, you know, oh, pizza oven. Right? Versus like, I don't care. Which, you know, it's like, that's just kind of looking at, okay, you know, like I talked about that first call. I was like, how is it really? And you're not alone and don't feel bad about that. You know, we all go through that. So that's cool.
And, you know, I know one of the other things that we talk about here, you know, Hourglass Bride, is the step-parenting aspect. And I hear so often that somebody will marry a man that has a child, and he's sharing custody, and they're like, oh, yes, I love children. I always wanted children. Absolutely, I love kids. And then they marry this man who has an 8-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 11-year-old, whatever, and it's very different. Now, all of a sudden, to have a child. To actually have a child in your life, in your relationship, in your world. And so do you cover that when you all of a sudden are step-parenting, all of a sudden when a child enters your world, how to maintain that relationship and the love of yourself and also be able to love that child in a very special way?
Right now, we don't have something specifically for that scenario or that circumstance. But one of the things that I'm working on at Queen Mom, so it's fairly new. This is our year anniversary in February. And one of the things that I do, yeah, thank you. So one of the things that I do is if it's not an area, so I'm not a step parent. So I definitely can support moms and help moms in partnership with the spouse and having those conversations and taking care of themselves in a way that, you know, whatever our situation, our circumstance, we always navigate through it better when we take care of ourselves, right? I mean, if you just think of all of us when we're tired and dealing with something, it's very different than when we feel good and energized and we've gotten enough sleep or exercise, right? We can just handle it better. We can think more clearly. So the course is definitely help women in that way, you know, in general tools that they then apply to their specific scenario. And then one of the things that I continue to do is bring in experts in different fields that apply to parents or moms, and they give a class. So in the future, there could definitely be, because it's a need, and also being a single mom, right? There's all these different areas, and so bringing in people who that's their expertise, that's their passion, and having a class led by them, right, in collaboration. And so that's definitely something on the, you know, on the list for what Queen Mom will provide.
That's great, on the horizon. Yeah. You know, I love it. When we were talking earlier, one of the things I so love and adore and appreciate and admire about you, I mean, there's so many things, Jenny, really. But, you know, as we were talking about the growth of the company, I can't believe it's just been a year because it's just, you're so embedded in the knowledge and the wisdom and in this world of teaching people at such a mastery level. But we were also talking about, you know, yours and mine and so many people that are listening, that also the recreation of, you know, our websites, our materials, our information, and how, you know, as we're growing and as we're evolving and as we new information comes into us in a bigger and more spectacular way, it's like I always want to learn more from people because if I can learn more, I can be more and I can share more.
Yes.
And so, you know, even now the fact, I know that we were talking about how your, you know, the whole website is, you know, being reemerged, you know, in the birth of the spring or whatever, so all this new information, and it's so magnificent that as, it's like the little kids that you measure as they're growing, you know, you know, you're growing and growing and growing and growing and growing, and, you know, watching the evolution of the queen and of the temptress, and I can't think of a better community, not just information, but if you are a mom, no matter where you can be in Kentucky, you can be in Belize, wherever you are right now that you are listening to this, imagine having moms around the world that had your day that can support you, that know what you're feeling and know what you're thinking and have solutions and answers and ways to really keep that romance alive and the joy and the fun and the lust and the pleasure. And I think what you're doing, Jimmy, is just so spectacular. And how do people get to you? How do they sign up for the Temptress class, for the 6-week telecourse?
Thank you. Yeah, so we have a website, which is queen-mom.com. So it's queen-mom.com. And that's where they can find the Temptress course or more about Queen Mom. And they can also email. Anyone can email me, too, for more information. It's Jamie, and as we've said, it's J-A-I-M-E, at queen-mom.com. So anyone, feel free to email me. And like you said, we are revamping the website. So we'll have a new website and many more courses and a full curriculum coming out in the spring. And we also have a Sedona retreat coming up in April, which is going to be really, I just can't wait. But they can find out at the Queen Mom website.
That's great. And your next course is coming out really soon. I want to borrow a kid just so I could do your Queen Mom course. I want to have a niece and nephew. And I would, just even having an 11-year-old niece and a 13-year-old nephew, I think I should take the class just so I can learn how to communicate with them better. And with my brother better, who is a single dad. And it's soon, right, your next class?
Yes, so it's I don't have the calendar in front of me yet. It's a week from Thursday. So it's January, I believe, 24th, off the top of my head. It's a Thursday.
That sounds right.
Yeah, and the calls are also all recorded, and each person gets a page with the recording. So sometimes people are concerned that they can't make the specific time of the teleclass, but everybody gets the recordings. And then another really cool thing we do is we have a private chat room as well for anyone in the course. And that's a place where there's really the community of moms, and people post ideas or, experiences or pictures or whatever. And it's just a really great ongoing support for moms. And then the other thing for the Temptress class that's starting in a week and a half is that people who register also get to be on a call with Allison Armstrong, who started PAX. She's doing a call on Tuesday, I believe it's January 28th, about being a queen in your life and as a mom. And so anyone in the course also has access to that call. That's going to be an hour with her.
Oh, that's just incredible. It really is. And then is this, as I'm listening to this, I'm thinking, gosh, this would be so much fun for friends, like if you're in a mommy's group or
yes.
if you are in a carpool or something, or that your kids are in, a Little League team or whatever, or dance classes together, that friends of the parenting community, that moms do this together, because then you actually have a place to sit and share this information and sort of, watch these seeds become flowers. And so I think it would be fabulous for anybody and for all of those of you that are listening that are interested in the Queen Mom class and interested in the Temptress class. It's a great Valentine's gift from your husband or spouse.
Mm. Yes,
absolutely. To be able
yes.
to say, for Valentine's, I know that you love me and I love you and I want to be able to love everybody more and in a bigger way and what would really make me happy is there's
yep.
this Queen Mom class or there's this Queen Temptress class, and I really think it would, help me maintain my joy and be able to reconnect, with my passion and us and the kids, and I would imagine it would be the easiest sell for a Valentine's gift and one of the greatest gifts that a man can give you.
Yeah, that's great. Absolutely. Well, and I think all men, men know, dads know what it's like when we're not happy or we're not playful or we're not interested in sex. And that's, that's it. There's something in it for them too. I agree. It's an easy sell.
Absolutely. I always love when Allison talks about when a man comes home and right away the woman's at the door saying, "You want to believe my day of the news?" when we're in that gear and when is actually
yes.
the right time to communicate, your day and what's happening. And so I just think that this to say for Valentine's, and it's because I love you so much and I want to love you more.
Yes.
That
yeah, and be happy.
Queen Mom or Queen Temptress. And so I think it's a fabulous, fabulous gift to yourself, to your spouse, to your children, to your life, to your relationships.
Yep.
And I am so utterly impressed with Amy that you took, you know, the landmark and the PAX information and that you wove it into this incredible tapestry called Queen Mom and the Queen Mom Temptress, because I know the quality of information that is in your head and is in your body and is in your soul. And I and having that background and that knowledge and then such a heart and intention on sharing it for families and sharing it for women that have children to keep that joy and keep that happiness, because that's really on the show we so strongly strive for that happily ever after really coming true.
Right.
And
yep.
like you're saying, it's not the marriage, you know, I'm going to get married and now I'm going to live happily ever after. It's how do we create happily ever after? And yes, absolutely, we can all have happily ever after. And you just buy a chocolate lab. It's never bad.
Right. That wiggles a lot.
It brings you joy.
That's right. She's my one female companion in the household.
I love that. Aww. That is so cute. That's so absolutely adorable. And the fact that it's on teleseminars and is available to everyone. And so now that you're married, and now that you have children, and as you're creating these classes and courses, and this is the beginning of the new year, so we're talking about resolutions a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one bit of advice you would give to somebody and say, this would be a great resolution for the year in your relationship with either your children or your spouse or yourself?
Well, one thing I would say is to pick one thing, right? Sometimes we have so many things, and as moms, we want to have a better relationship with our kids and with our marriage, and we want to exercise more, and like, you know, it can get really overwhelming, and just to pick one area. But I think that if women are, my advice would be that if women are not taking care of themselves, not getting time on their own, don't feel like a queen in their life, don't feel like a queen in their household, you know, that they're really getting that time or sleep or you know, that it's all about everybody else. And I would say to put that as a top priority, because when we care for ourselves, everything is easier. We're better parents, whatever our parenting style. We're better parents. We're better partners. We can navigate through being a stepmom easier or single mom or, you know, problems in our marriage. Everything becomes easier when we are in good shape. And so that would be my very first recommendation if women are not doing that, is to, and if they are, you know, where else can you take it, right? One of the things that I, my resolution this year, well, my intention for the year is play and expansion, and I am taking on, my resolution is taking on the practice of meditation, which I've threatened to do for a long time, and I could never sit still long enough, and I'm doing it, and I have a 20-minute meditation that I've been doing, and that's my resolution, that one thing, right, that one new practice. So that's also part of it, it's just narrow it down, right, to one or two things,
fabulous,
and don't beat yourself up about it if you're not perfect.
I want to take good advice myself.
Yes.
And I'm not going to beat myself up. And I love choosing one thing because it is easy to say, okay, I'm going to do everything this year. I'm going to, you
right.
know, travel the world and, you know, pole dance,
right.
do whatever that is, and play with the kids.
Yes.
And I love that. And, you know, so being able to say this is what I really want to focus on, really what I want to work on. And I love the fact about being a queen in your own, you know, kingdom, in your own castle, and really being able to have that feminine power. And, you know, you also remember when queens in the courts, that people would wait on them too. You know, people would bring them things, and it's okay to have somebody bring you breakfast and help you make toast, you
yes.
know, do whatever. So I love that you, this course and that your information. And so once more, just share with us your website and how we reach you.
Yes, thank you. So it's queenmom.com, and it's queen-mom.com. And you can also email me at Jaime, J-A-I-M-E, at queen-mom.com. Those are the best ways to reach me. And we will have the new website out in the spring, too. So if the people can also put their name on our mailing list or the email subscriber list, and then they'll get updates about that as well.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for the generosity of your time, your loveliness, your fabulous information. You've got the class coming up just next week on your Queen course and your Queen Mom, and then your Temptress in a week and a half. And just as I was sharing with the audience, this is a great Valentine's present. It's a great gift because you love yourself for you to
yep.
do this. And it's
yep,
a great
absolutely.
Gift for your spouse to give this to you, because it will enhance the love and the relationship and truly magnify the joy and the beauty of everything that you have together in a whole new level, in a whole new way. So I'm so excited to get everybody that's taken the class. And Jaime, thank you so much for being with us today. And we certainly wish you a lot of success. Congratulations on the anniversary. And we look forward to having you back again.
Yeah, thank you so much, Nicole. It's been an absolute treat. Thank you for this opportunity to share, and it's my favorite thing to do. So
well, thank you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
All right.
Wow, what a great guest. Queen Mom, Queen Temptress. I want to be a Queen Temptress. I just need to borrow a kit. So that's great. Next week, we have one of the most special shows that I have been waiting for over a year. We have Julian Michael, the world's most famous, notable, most celebrity numerologist, who has been just one of the pillars of our Unlimited Life show. And he is going to come on next Sunday and talk to us about the right numbers, the right date for your wedding and your birthdays together, your year in 2014. But if you're looking to buy a house, if you are looking for a phone number, if you are looking to find the right day to get married, that magical number, then tune in to Julian's show. You can call in. He is just an extraordinary guest. And then the following week, we have Michelle Karen, who is also one of our favorite guests, who does astrology for enlightenment. And Michelle is going to be talking to us about our astrology and your relationships and your signs with your man and how they work together in relationships, and giving you tips and tools and techniques and making your relationship and your love work. She is outstanding. She is absolutely amazing. And then we have the passion test coming up for you, and all of the information that I promised you on the passion test, Via Varjuna coming up, talking to you about deeper intimacy and deeper love. And then kicking off the beginning of our February, we have Rob Kaufman. And Rob Kaufman is talking about how to keep that honeymoon alive forever and all of the different ways that you can honeymoon through your daily life. And fun, exciting, hysterical, romantic, provocative, just a fabulous way to start our February before Valentine's. So it was a joy having everyone with us today. What a pleasure to have Jaime Myers, Queen Mom, Queen Temptress, and we look forward to seeing you next week with Julian Michael and numerology picking your wedding date and numbers for your relationship. Wishing you a wonderful week. This is Nicole Brandon and Hourglass Bride, and we'll see you next week.